It used to be a big deal to like both hip-hop and rock. But when Run-DMC put out their version of Aerosmith's song, Walk This Way, in 1986, it was a game changer. Another taboo? Admitting to being a geek of color. But as we know, that's becoming commonplace as well. And the DMC of Run-DMC, Daryl McDaniels, is part of that story too. Latino USA producer Daisy Rosario has more.
When I was a young man growing up, you said one line, and I was like, yo, this is my dude. DMC, I can draw.
Yeah.
At a panel on hip-hop and comic books at New York Comic Con, one panelist points out that DMC of Run-DMC has always loved to draw.
Yeah, I caught it. Because I could have said, I'm DMC, I can rap. I'm DMC, I can rap. I said, I'm DMC, I can draw.
And was bragging about it, too.
Yeah, like, you know, DJ Russ, I'm DMC, I can draw.
Like we said before, we rap hardcore. I'm DJ Run, I can scratch. I'm DMC, I can draw. And now we got the next.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is DMC and a place to be, a.k.a. Daryl McDaniels, the king of rock.
The place to be? The Latino USA studio in Harlem. See, before he was the king of rock, known to the world as the DMC in Run-DMC, Daryl McDaniels was a comic book fan. And now he's created his own publishing company, Daryl Makes Comics, and is putting out his own comic book, perfectly titled DMC.
I was a kid that had my comic books, took tracing paper, and wanted to draw all the Marvel superheroes and Batman and Superman. And then by 6 years old, I think I started drawing, you know, the tracing paper thing around 5 years old. But by 6 and 7 years old, I was able to move the tracing paper, just draw Captain America, Hulk, Marvel was my thing.
As new influences came into his life, McDaniel still saw things through the lens of comics.
Well, as a kid, you put your blanket on your neck and you pretend you're Batman and Superman. When hip-hop first came to Queens, from the Bronx and from Manhattan, all the kids wanted to be Flash, Melly Mel, and Bambada. It wasn't a showbiz thing. So all the kids wanted to get turntables. All the kids wanted to be their favorite superhero breakdancers like Rocksteady. Everything hip-hop was graffiti, DJing, MCing, the style. We wanted to be those B-boys and B-girls were our superheroes.
Comics also made him a better student.
What I learned in school, in history, World War II, come home, Captain America would take me to World War II. What I learned about science and geology and social studies, I would come home and Iron Man and the Avengers and Deathlock, you know, robotics and science, Marvel Comics would take me there.
And that wasn't the only place that Marvel Comics took him.
I lived in New York City, Queens, but I didn't get to go to Manhattan. I didn't get to go to the Bronx. Marvel Comics was cooler than DC because it would show me places in New York that I wasn't allowed to go. I was one of those kids. You be in this house when that sun going down. So I never got to go to 42nd Street or Park Avenue. Do you know the Avengers Mansion was in Central Park? You know, so Marvel took me to all these places.
The stories and the superheroes in comics also gave McDaniels his confidence.
When you think about a comic book, yeah, the Invincible Iron Man, the Incredible Hulk. When I stepped to the microphone, I didn't just become DMC. I became the devastating mic-controlling DMC.
McDaniels even remembers renaming Jam Master Jay. Originally, Jam Master Jay was going by Jazzy Jay, but there was already a Jazzy Jay, and you just can't do that.
I said, Jay, give me a minute. Went home, sat down, went into my creative comic book world and said, okay, his name is Jay. He can't be Grandmaster. The jam is a record. Hey, DJ, play my favorite jam. But the jam is also the party. Yo, man, that jam last night was great. This is comic book mind. Jay is going to be the jam master because he's the master of it all. And you got to know, I saw Jay the next day. I said, Jay, you ready? Here's your name. And he was like, what is it? Jazzy Jason. I said, no, you're going to be the jam master, Jay. He was like, wow. I am the Jam Master Jay. And think about it. That name was so original, so unique. But that labeling came from comic books.
The editor-in-chief of Daryl Makes Comics, or DMC's company, is experienced art director and fellow hip-hop head slash comic book geek, Edgardo Miranda Rodriguez.
When we wanted to make this comic book, hip-hop was going to be in the comic book, but it had to be organic. In fact, the word hip-hop is never even written or mentioned once in a comic book because it's just organic. Why is it organic? Because it's coming from our experience. We grew up in New York City, so organically, the story's going to feel, smell, look like hip-hop. Organically, it's also going to be culturally diverse because that was our reality. We didn't grow up in just one segmented black or Latino or Asian or white neighborhood. It was a mix.
This industry is now catching up on comic book and geek culture. It's been there. It's been diverse. The industry's also disrespectful to the capability of different people, but also our black people and Latino people to discuss, comprehend, and relate to current issues. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, you know, when it comes to racism and poverty and stuff like that, they don't let us talk, especially if we're younger than 40 years old.
And while it may still be hard to be heard, Miranda Rodriguez thinks that now is the time for this book.
We couldn't have done this book 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and definitely not 30 years ago when Run DMC first came out. We need to make this book now. Not saying we live in a new race-conscious America just because we have an African-American president. No. I feel like right now America is like a buffet. I think for the longest, we've been kind of like, America's been more like a TV dinner under aluminum foil. When we unwrap it, we see what's actually for dinner. But now America is becoming more of a buffet. When you walk into the dining hall, you see everything, the good and the bad.
Daryl DMC McDaniels hopes that through this book, he can do for another generation what the arts did for him.
Hip-hop didn't start with Rapper's Delight. But before it was on a record, there was a whole era of creativity that was going on. In that era, that creativity, the pop culture of comic books, kung fu movies, and hip-hop was powerful enough to inspire and educate a young Catholic school kid, and it changed my life.
For Latino USA, I'm Daisy Rosario.
I'm the king of rap, there is none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
The comic book DMC is available now. For more information, check out our website at latinousa.org. And other rappers can't stand us, but give us respect.